السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دار بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا في مفتي صاحب and to the family. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Afa good health and afia, and Allah Ta'ala accept all the khidmat of deen that you are doing. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم and to our brother Junaid Khan. جزاك الله خيرا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Zulqadah 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 47 and verses number 29, 30, 31. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses the Munafiqeen and the hypocrites there in Medina Munawwara during the time of Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There were three groups of people. One, the Muslimin, Mu'mineen, the Sahaba, male, female, adult and children, the beloved students and companions of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One were the Jutlas, the Yahud, and the Jews were there in Medina Munawwara. And one were those fence sitters. When you sit on the fence, you are guilty of a major, major offense. So the Munafiqeen, and those were the people that outwardly they said they are believers, but inside their heart they were devoid of the Iman and so forth. Like today, you see so many people have different agendas, ulterior motives. So Almighty Allah is posing a question to them. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ. What? To these people who have a disease, illness, sickness in their heart, what is the sickness and disease? The sickness of nifaq. Therefore, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a dua mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in his work Al-Adabul Mufrad. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nifaq. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, I seek your protection from hypocrisy. So yeah, what do they think? Fi qulubihim marad, that those people who have the sickness of nifaq and hypocrisy. And in this day and this age, the words of Hazraji Umadar Zad Wali, the Waliullah of Jalalabad, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, 1977, 50 years ago plus minus Islamically, Hazrat ne farmaya, is to say in those times, ke nifaq aam ho chuka hai is zamane mein, how rife and rampant it has become, this sickness of hypocrisy. Fi qulubihim marad, they have the sickness of hypocrisy. Allay yukhrija Allahu adghanahum. What do they think? That Almighty Allah will never ever expose their malice, hatred, rancor towards the believers? Like today, they hate us, you must remember, the Yahud and the Jews, the Christians and the Mushrikeen, and those people who are the idol worshippers, see India, and the Buddhist and so forth, and the Munafiqeen, and those, look at your Arab regimes, look at your Muslim countries, and you will see that they are the ones. They think that Allah will never expose adghanahum, their malice, rancor, hatred. Adghan, the plural of dighnun, remember that. So that is how Almighty Allah exposes them. Almighty Allah humiliates them and disgraces them. If they make sincere tawbah and repent and change their lives for the better, alhamdulillah. Otherwise, if they die in that state where only lip service to Islam and in the heart is devoid of iman, chapter 4, verse 145, their state and condition will be worse than a non-Muslim. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Verily, the hypocrites will be dispatched to the lowest dungeon and prison there in Jahannam, in the hellfire. Therefore, all times beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa shirki wa nifaqi. Collectively, for ourselves, our families, and the entire ummah, Muslima, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika, ya Allah, jalla wala, beloved Allah, we seek protection from you, you protect us, min al-kufri, from blasphemy, wa shirki, polytheism, idol worship, wa nifaqi, and hypocrisy. So Almighty Allah addresses Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and states, Wallaw, law comes for ala sabil il-farz, hypothetically, for argument's sake, and if we wanted, nasha'u, if we wanted, if we decreed, la'araynakahum, then surely we should have showed you, ya Rasulullah, each one of them, that this one is a munafiq, this one is a hypocrite, and so forth and so on. But what we did, we just made it such, فَلَا أَرَفْتَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. Then you should have known them by their features, that this person, yeah, is a hypocrite and a munafiq. But what we did, وَلَا تَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ. That you will surely recognize them with their tone of speech, with their manner of speaking, how they have a double talk and they speak with a tongue that is, remember, a fork tongue. Layyam bi al-sinatihim. Like the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Jews and the Zionists, they say they want peace, P-E-A-C-E, but every day they're stealing more and more land and occupying more land. Therefore, we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 101. This is during the time of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the golden era of Islam. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 101. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَضُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ. And some of the people of Medina Munawwara are those who continue and persist with their nifaq and hypocrisy. You do not know all of them. You know some of them, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nahnu na'lamuhum. We know all of them. Allah jalla wa ala stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Nahnu na'lamuhum. Not one of them can obscure, can escape my wrath and can be hidden away from my knowledge. My knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ. Soon we will punish them twice. Once in this world, once after their death in Barzakh. And that is the interspace between this world and the Day of Justice. So first punishment in this world, second punishment after they die, and barzakh, what we call the interspace. Thereafter, ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ. Then they will be dispatched to the worst punishment, as I mentioned to you. Chapter 4, verse 145, فِي دَرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The lowest layer and the lowest portion there, the dungeon and prison of Jahannam and Hellfire. Allah mahfazna min, Allah protect us, Allah majirna min al-nar. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Almighty Allah knows your actions. Therefore, when we study the Ahadith Kitab, you see now we're coming towards what? The end of the Islamic year. So some places they start the academic year first of Muharram. So 1447 they will start, for example. So now the teacher, the student, the principal, all parties should be wondering, pondering, remember that. What are we doing? That what is our intention? Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, Rahimahullah in his Bukhari Sharif, Allama Nawawi, Rahimahullah in his work, famous international work, Riyadu Salihin, has mentioned it. And we see Allama Tabrizi, Rahimahullah in Mishkatul Masabih. These three giants have mentioned right in the beginning of their great, great works and magnum opus, Innamal a'malu bin niyat. What is your intention? Is it for deen? Is it for the pleasure of Almighty Allah? Or is there some hidden agenda, ulterior motive? Wallahu ya'alamu a'malakum. When we look at the micro, we look at South Africa, we look at Africa, we look at Asia, Europe, America, the whole world, the Arab countries. 80%, 70% today, we fall under the purview of this year, which is very, very frightening. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala was asked, Ma hiya uqubatul ulama? What is the punishment for the scholars and the ulama? He, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, he's the grand mufti of the Sahaba, that talabu dunya bi amalil akhirah. We as Maulvis, we as Imams, we as Sheikhs, Qari sahab, Mufti sahab, we say we are doing actions for the year after. But the real aim is to acquire more and more of this world, whether halal or haram way. And you can see all the fitna coming out now in various darulums, in various madrasas, in various qurbani organizations, in very various hajj packages, in various places, people just collecting. Every day there's like a new organization. They send me message, please pass it on. I say, no, me, I don't do all these things. So you must remember that, Wallahu ya'alamu a'malakum. Allah Ta'ala knows your intention. Allah knows your actions. Allah knows everything. Then Allah Ta'ala is showing us. Just draw, take this verse and apply it today with the Palestinians and the Ummah at large, the Arab countries, the Muslim countries, and humanity at large. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ And surely, definitely, we will put you through a trial and a test, each one of you. حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ Till we come to know. But Allah's knowledge, you must remember, was, is, will always be. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. So, حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ means, حَتَّى نُذْهِرَ Till we make, you must remember, apparent and manifest to you. So you will come to know who are the Mujahideen, the Hamas, and the Mujahid Islami. Minkum from you was Sabireen, and those who are persevering, they are enduring, they are patient. 2 million people there in Gaza. They have seen the Arab Ummah, they have seen the Ummah Muslimah. Forget about them. By and large, the Ummah is not bothered about them. Few people, 10%, 20% are concerned. حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ Who are those who are fighting and they are taking on the enemy and placing their trust in Almighty Allah from you. والصابرين, and those who are persevering and those who are having the quality of sabr, endurance, patience. والصابرين ونبلو أخباركم And we will examine you, put you through a test, through your conditions. You see, أخباركم أحوالكم That what condition you are in. Are you also a scholar for dollar, like the imams in the haram, majority of them? Are you also selling the deen with your halal logos and sharia compliant? Are you also bootlicking, you must remember, the rulers and so forth and so on? So little Johnny, you see, so that is bootlicking. So this is how Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, teaching us that we need to abstain from this kufr, shirk and nifaq. Otherwise the consequences will be very, very serious. We get disgraced, humiliated in this world. And in the year after, O ulama, let that words ring in our ears. The words of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the words of Hassan Basri, the sage of the age, the waliullah, talabu dunya bi amalil akhirah. Go for collection here, go for collection here. Zillatul ulama indal aghniya. The disgrace of the ulama by the rich people. And then we can't speak one word against the air. cigarettes. We can't speak one word against their interests. We can't speak one word against the Shias and their sympathizers, because they're contributing to us. We sell the deen. We compromise the deen. And we sold out the deen. That is why we find ourselves in this situation. Wallahu al-musta'an. May and Almighty Allah protect us all. And may Almighty Allah protect all our darulums, all our khankas, our masajid, our tabligh jamaat, and all those who are trying to do some good. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect us all. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 27th of Zulqa'dah, 1446. Here in South Africa and few other countries, day is 28 already in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, and tomorrow, Tuesday, will be the 29th. They're already announcing Saudi Arabia, the Arab countries, that people, you must look for the new moon, the crescent, and scan the sky Tuesday night. And then the moon Samis will say it is sighted. And then Wednesday will usher in the month of Zulhijjah. So let's wait till tomorrow night, and then we'll come to know what they are up to and so forth. So we present to you the news, views, interviews of the weekend and of today. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, 6 jutlas dispatched to hell, with Allah's help, with Allah's mercy, and several of them injured. You see the helicopters picking up their napak, their impure khabis bodies, and those who are injured and wounded. Let them also freck. You must remember, dialect dogs, the haramis. 15 Palestinians martyred last night by the Israeli diaper force, by Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir and Smotrich in their cabinet. Kill, kill, kill. Therefore, we say Hitler did a good job. Remember that. We support Hitler on many issues, not all, on many issues. We support Hamas. We support Jihad Islami. We will never surrender. We will take you on jutlas. We will bring you to your feet. And we will bring you to your collapse, the American Empire. And Israel will be no more, inshallah. Look at what does Harami, Jutla, Zionists want to do. They say in the next 2 months, 75% of Gaza will be occupied. By who? By their defense force. And that remaining 20-25%, they will send them to Mawasi, 2 million people, and then they will divide it into 3 parts and so forth. One settler, one bullet. Remember that every Muslim, if you go through Iman, then make dua. Allahumma ahlik ahle Saud kama ahlakta ada wa Thamud. Ya Allah, decimate the Saudi government and the Saudi regime. They're legalizing alcohol from next year, 2026. 600 places you will get alcohol. Why? For 2030, they're preparing Ishreen wa Thalathin. They advertise in the haram like their father's haram or their grandfather's haram. The haram sharif in Makkah does not belong to Omadina, does not belong to MBS or to his father Salman, to his grandfather Abdul Aziz. Remember this, these are the people who are the traitors to Islam. Khainul Haramain Sharifain. And you see that these Arab countries, how they sold out the Palestinians and so forth. So that is why we make dua, Allah decimate Israel and these Arab countries who are supporting Israel and America. The Red Cross says 2 members of theirs were killed by Israel. The Likud MK, the member of the Knesset, says, burn Gaza. Imagine if an Arab or a Muslim had to say, burn Israel. Whole week, whole year, you will hear about it. And they saying it every day. You must remember that. Kill them, murder them, burn Gaza. 9 children martyred of Dr. Najjar, Ala Najjar, how she feels. Her husband is in critical condition. She and her husband were there treating patients. And one by one, their bodies were being brought, their own children, 9 children. And some of them, the head blown, the head somewhere, body somewhere. That is courtesy of America. That is courtesy of Britain, courtesy of France, and all these Western countries who are supporting Israel and India and all these Arab regimes, United Arab Emirates, Saudi and Jordan and Egypt and Bahrain, and you must remember this, Morocco, bunch of murtadeen, khabizeen and ghaddareen, that Allah will deal with them. اللهم عليك بحكام العرب يا رب العالمين، اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا. Allah punish them and remove them from power and take their oil and everything away from them, the haramis. Settlers are expelling Palestinians from the West Bank. They want to kick them out from Gaza. They want to kick them out from Daffatul Gharbiya, the West Bank. But Allah in His infinite mercy will give victory to the Muslims. Pakistan and Turkey, now the leaders are in a buoyant mood. You see, that is why they met their Shahbaz Sharif and Erdogan there in Istanbul after their victory against India. They taught Modi and they taught America and they taught Israel a good lesson. Pakistan gave them a good thrashing, and courtesy of who? Of China, Turkey and Azerbaijan. So those were the people helping Pakistan. Pakistan Zindabad. You see, long live Pakistan. So they can give India a bigger hiding. Spain yesterday day in Madrid, they had a big conference. European countries, some Arab countries, and they said we must no more have, you understand, supply arms to Egypt. There must be an arms embargo. We must no more allow their ships to dock and come there to our ports and so forth. Imagine non-Muslim countries, Spain, they're taking effective steps. And they said that Israel must be kicked out from the Eurovision next year. Austria, who will be hosting it in Vienna, said they will not allow them. So humiliation, humiliation everywhere for Israel and the Jutlas, because they are baby killers and murderers of prophets and messengers, the scum of the earth, the pigs and the swines, the dogs and the monkeys and donkeys they are, as mentioned in the noble Quran. Trump says he's giving the EU extension till July 9th. And if there's no deal, then 50% tariff will come on. So Trump trumpeting away, but he can't speak one word against Israel. And they can't. They say that they will use the veto. Otherwise, long time this war should be finished, if you want to call it a war. But America vetoed it 3 times, 4 times or so. They're in a United Nations. So Allah destroy America and the American dream and empire as well. Iran, they haramis also, they play double game. Iran summons the French envoy. What nonsense y'all are doing and talking and so forth. So well done. They will support Iran. Iran must get nuclear also. Why must you wait for America and Israel? Tell them go to hell. We are an independent country. We're not answerable to you. So why must Israel have nuclear and we don't have nuclear? This whole war against Pakistan was to destroy their nuclear. But Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, who is the most senior imam currently there in Makkah Mukarramah, so he will deliver the Arafat khutbah. So Arafat will be next week Thursday, inshallah. Not this Thursday. So next week Thursday, 1 million, 1.5 million, maximum 2 million. There'll be less than 2 million. So he will, at least they chose a good person this time, not all these other actors and murtads like Isa and all these characters of Rabita and them. Trump is attacking Putin now, you see that? So you must remember that. And he says, because Trump was trumpeting, I'll finish this war up in one day, and now he can't do nothing. Trump says, go to the Putin, tells Trump, you go to hell. You don't come and intimidate me. What you think, I'm your Arab countries or somebody? So remember that Putin is putting away the Ukrainians and the Americans and the Europeans. Yesterday, they launched 360, you understand, drones and missiles and so forth straight into Ukraine. We support him. We will not shy away from that. We support Putin, we support Hamas, we support all those who are against America, Israel, whether you're Muslim, Kafir or what, or Shia. So remember, we will support you if you're anti-American, you're anti-Israel, you're anti-Saudi. So we will support you, remember that. The South African news, Gayton McKenzie. So he is 100% pro-Zionist, pro-Israel. And you must remember, they sent some of their politicians there and they came back and they said, no, you must remember apartheid there. So he is humiliated, disgraced by the Daily Maverick. The Daily Maverick said that, you must remember, this McKenzie, Gayton McKenzie, the comments he made against the foreigners were vulgar comments and so forth. so the GNU should take him to task and so forth. We agree. Food lovers market is cheaper than Pick and Pay and Checkers. So I don't know, I never go there, but that's what the media is saying. Mandela's granddaughter, she says that now in a conference that the South Africans must move away from the whiteies, but she can't say whiteies, she say from the West, you see, meaning that America, Israel, and Europe, and so forth, we must come about with our own answers, and not the answers the white men and them are choosing for us, but then she can't say it so clearly. So now people in America are up in arms and so forth, and foreigners as well, they say, how can this be? This is not fair, that Trump now, because he just, you know, in fast track, the 4950 Afrikaners from South Africa, suddenly they got refugee status, and they in America, people are waiting for 2, 3, 5, 10 years, and nothing happens to them. Why? Because they're black, because they're not white, they're brown, they're pink. So therefore, America is a racist country, remember that, and Trump is also a racist. You must understand that. You must be an idiot if you don't understand that. Malema is a top guy when he speaks against Trump. Malema says, me, I'm not intimidated by Trump when he says they must arrest me. If I am there and he makes that statement, then we will see what can he say. You see that? So well done, Malema. You must take them on. I never ever voted in my life. There's Quran in front of me. Wallahi, for ANC or DA or EFF, and I have no intention ever to do so. But what is the truth must be spoken. Walhaqwa haqwa yuttaba. Fuel levy criticized. So the government ANC, who destroyed South Africa in the past 30, 31 years, instead of increasing the VAT, they just increased the fuel levy. So the first Wednesday, remember, in June, we will have to pay more, it looks like, you must remember that. And that will be the 6th of June, you see that. So not 6th, sorry, the 4th of June, I'm looking at Jummah. So that will 4th of June, so that is the first Wednesday, we will have to patala and pay more, courtesy of ANC. While they get fat and fatter, sitting doing nothing, Laurel and Hardy, you see, sitting on their laurels, hopeless, good for nothing, the GNU, if you ask me. Okay, today's program, Zulhijjah, we'll discuss 8:30 to 9, the month of Zulhijjah, starting Wednesday or Thursday, inshallah. Let's wait for the moon samis, and we'll discuss the virtues and the laws and all it with Mona Zahid. 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, inshallah, is tafsir of the Noble Quran. And then 2 to 2.30, the report back this week was eventful, you know. I went to the deer, and I went to where? I went for Jummah. So, mashallah, Jummah we had, you must remember. I forget also, Saturday, Sunday, I was there in the deer. And Friday, where you took me, Ahmed Abdi? So you took me there to Bertram's, you see. That is where you took us. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward you. So a lot of things happened this weekend. Quickly, two announcements, then we start with the Q&A. Our brother Usman Randeri, Appa Randeri, you know, she taught for 40 years or more, I think, you know, stood there in Newcastle. So her husband Usman passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant him. He used to be in contact with me many a time, you know. So Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. The janaza was last night. Allah Ta'ala grant the Randeri family there, Newcastle, Durban, all of them, Sabri Jameel. And Osman's son is my student also, Imran and so forth. So Allah make easy for them. And then Maulana Musa Akudi contacted me yesterday and said, please make dua. His son and his friend, the son's friend, were going to Polokwane. And this is what Maulana said, that the driver, meaning his son's friend, fell asleep. And there by the toll road, a terrible, horrible accident took place. So they injured and so forth and so on. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy. Grant them Shifa'i Kamil, Siha, Afia. Always when we're traveling, before we travel, read 2 rakat salat, give out charity. Allah mahfadna min kulli su'in wa makruh. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of evil and harm, and let us reach our destination safe and sound. Allah Jalla Wala protect us at all times, all places. فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. Allah Jalla Wala is the best protector and the one that is the most merciful to show mercy. Maa Salim Kareem, we're ready for you, inshaAllah al-Aziz. And that is with the Q&A for the next 15 minutes. Let's fire up Mulana, inshaAllah.
Mufti Saab, In total, how many children did Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam have?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Total that only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. But remember, Quran Sharif makes mention of two. And that is what he says. Go read the Quran Sharif, Surah 14 and verse number 39. He thanks Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Alhamdulillah illadhi wahabali alal kibari Ismail wa Ishaq. O Almighty Allah, we praise you. You granted me as a gift these two sons of mine. In my old age, 86 years old, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak takes place. His honorable mother is Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha. Hajar, Hajara, both ways. Bukhari Sharif writes Hajar. So remember that. And then 100 years old, then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam's Milad Mubarak auspicious birth takes place. His honorable mother Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha. So that is confirmed. The others is history. History is not Dalil in Islam, you must remember that. So therefore, we should be very clear, we must draw a distinction, what is Quran Sharif, what is Sunnah, and one is history. History got Rutab and Yabis, many things authentic and many things fairy tales as well.
Mufti Sahab, when it comes to Amar bil Maruf and Nahi Anil Munkar with my own siblings, when I correct them, they get upset with me. What must I do, Mufti Sahab, even if I ask them for maaf?
Remember, there's no need to ask for maaf when we are speaking the truth. Study the Noble Quran, chapter 66 and verse 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Hey, Iman walo, O you who believe. So Allah is addressing the parents. Allah is addressing the grandparents. Allah Ta'ala is addressing the teachers. You see, spiritual father, spiritual mother. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your children, grandchildren, your students or your spiritual children. Save them from the fire. So Amar bin Ma'ruf, Nanil Munkar must continue. People today like Amar bin Ma'ruf. Zulhijjah is starting, so you should fast. You should fast on Arafat day, you'll get 2 years sawab. All that. That is easy. Nahi anil Munkar, that is difficult. The TV is haram, the movies you are watching. And remember, the sports is haram, the soccer, cricket, tennis, rugby. And your intermingling in your walima is haram. So once you start speaking like that, then the people will say, stay away from him, he's a troublemaker. No, you're not a troublemaker. You're telling the people what is the truth, which for them is unpalatable and unacceptable. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, Ya Abu Dharr, sahih, authentic hadith in Mustafa and Ahmad, قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلُوْ كَانَ مُرَّىٰ. Speak the truth, even though the truth might be bitter. You don't have to speak it in a bitter tone, but you must speak the truth. We can't compromise on the truth. And the same work, and the same Ravi and reporter, Mustafa Ahmad and Abi Dharrin, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Abu Dharr, you know that there is a big, big fitna and calamity, disaster and a catastrophe for this ummah. And that is Masihud Dajjal, that he will come out, cause mayhem, chaos, confusion on this earth. But worse than him is who? Worse than Dajjal is Al-A'immah Mudhillin, the Imams, the Mawlanas, the Qarisavs, the Muftisavs, the Sheikhs, who are themselves corrupted. And then you must remember they lead others to the astray also. So those who compromise, come on TV, have intermingling, have a liberal agenda, bootleg the governments. What the government say, we will say is correct and so forth, because we want to be in the good books of the government. So these are the people, the scholars for dollars. Simple example, scholars for dollars. Ala Imam Udillin. So you must not worry. The work must carry on. Our aim in life must be to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, please Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and not to please people. If they are pleased, Alhamdulillah. They're not pleased, it doesn't bother us at all. So that is the true Muslim and the true ulama.
Mufti Sahab, when can we start fasting for the 10 days? Is it on Wednesday? Please clarify for us.
So inshallah, we will have to wait for the moon, Samis. So Tuesday night, Saudi Arabia will announce the moon is sighted there. Write it down. So this is what will happen, inshallah. Moon sighted in Tumair. And then Wednesday will be the first of Zulhijjah. Saudi Arabia, 80-90% of the countries will say yes. And in South Africa, Wednesday night, we will scan the sky, 35-36 hours it will be. So inshallah, Thursday will be the first year in South Africa. But just make sabr till tomorrow night, and then we will know who's who in the zoo, who saw the moon, or who has saw the phantom sighting, you must remember, who saw some ghost and so forth. So you know, we can't trust the Saudis and them.
Mufti Saab, my son is 13 years old and he is baligh. He's got a saving account of about 15,000 rand. Does he need to make qurbani?
According to the Hanafis, it's compulsory upon him. He's 13 years old. He's baligh already, according to you. MashaAllah, he's already got a savings account of 15,000. Savings account is drawing interest to open such an account. It's bringing interest. It's haram also. You should try and tell them that you want an account where there's no interest and so forth and so on. That's a different topic, but we must know interest is totally haram. And enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. So that is, you must remember what Quran is teaching us. So according to Hanafis, it will be compulsory upon you, the father, the mother, one qurbani, and then your son, 13 years old, 15,000 rand, so compulsory upon him. So baligh children, remember, who have some money and so forth, extra clothing, extra shoes, extra gadgets, they got two, three cell phones. So you take all that together, and it reaches 12,000 rand, you don't have to worry about 1 year and so forth, then Qurbani is compulsory. That is the Hanafi verdict. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's majority are much more flexible. Per house, you slaughter one goat, one sheep. Per township, you understand, per area, you slaughter one, two goats, one, two sheep, a camel, cow. So then the people who slaughtered, sacrificed, they will receive the maximum, optimum reward. And those who did not slaughter are absorbed. It is kifaya. Sunnah muakkada al kifaya, farz kifaya, and so forth, they say. So in that way, they, those who didn't do it, for them there'll be no sin upon them. But the Hanafi dalil is strong. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Ibn Majah and in Targhib wa Tarhib wa sahahahu Sheikh Albani. And Sheikh Albani rahimahullah said the hadith is sahih. Man wajada sa'atan walam yudahi, a person who has the means, like my son, 13 years old, and he's got 15,000 rand. Allah forbid, he doesn't slaughter. He should not even come near the Eidgah and so forth. Meaning, that's a wa'id, that you can't be celebrating Eid if you're not. You must remember, Qurbani. So remember that it's compulsory upon you, so you should do it. So that is the meaning of it. You call it wa'idun shadid. It's a warning. Doesn't mean literally you mustn't come for Eid Salat. It means that make sure you're going to make and perform the Qurbani after the Eid Salat. Faswalli li rabbika wanhar. First the Eid will adha Salat and then the sacrifice.
Mufti Saab, is it okay for a son to perform Nafil Umrah on behalf of his mother? She's still alive.
Alhamdulillah, beloved son, you are there in Makkah Mukarramah. Why you want to make holy for your mother? What about us? What sin we committed, my brother? So say, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, I am your guest. I'm performing this tawaf for my beloved parents, mother who's alive, for the entire ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the past, those who passed away with Iman, those who are alive, and those to come right till the day of Qiyamah, and they will live with Iman and pass away with Iman. So you do that. And if you want to make a bigger and greater intention, like how I do, so remember that when we used to go with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I should tell my wife, make intention from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, write to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, all the people who love with Iman and passed away with Iman, we performing does nafil hajj for them, does nafil umrah for them, does nafil tawaf for them. So you do that, and then you include the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, past, present, future, provided that they live with iman and die with iman. So our Haji Harun, you know Harun Isa, that Frimex, I received message yesterday, he also is very, very ill, he's in hospital, ICU. Make dua for him also, Allah Jalla Wala grant him shifa as well. I was thinking of Makkah, then my mind went to him. So Allah Ta'ala grant all those who are ill and sick shifa kamil, Allah mashfihim shifa and kamil and la yugadiru saqama. So Allah give out charity on behalf of them. Da'hu maradakum bi sadaqa. 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand. Ya Allah, all those people who are ill and sick, grant them siha and afia, good health and complete cure and speedy recovery.
Okay, sir, my aunt was admitted in hospital for 12 days in Ramadan. She paid kafara. Must she still keep her missed fast?
This is the last question, right? We just need to rectify that question. You must remember that our people in South Africa and even in the world, you will find that what they say, they paid kafara, that's a wrong term they're using. What they mean is they paid the fidya. So this Kala, this Masi, this auntie, she was sick for 10 days, 12 days, 13 days, 15 days. So she paid 30 rand, 50 rand, whatever it is. So we said 30, 35 rand you pay, right, per fast. So she paid that, but now she's recovered 100%. So now that what you paid Kala Masi is voluntary charity, Allah will reward you. But the amount of fast you miss, so qadha will be compulsory. So from tomorrow, Masi Kala, you must start keeping the qadha, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give you siha, afiyah. Jazakallah khairan wa salim. Barakallah fiqh. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.